Mark.
And I'm Courtney.
And we're from Room 208, and this is a special bonus show from when we were at the Portland Museum of Art in Portland, Maine.
It might be a little hard since you can't see the paintings, but we think you're going to enjoy the conversations.
And I understand you guys are kind of interested in landscapes, is that right? That's the focus of our tour?
Yes.
All right, let's go look at some.
Can you say your name again?
My name is Joan. Okay, let's go. This art is done by school children, and there's at least one piece that I know of from your school.
Yes.
From our class.
From your class. Well, we'll see that in, after we come back from here. I'll take you to there, because we're going to go up the elevator and you can see it.
Ashley,
that's right. Is Ashley among us?
She's in the other group.
She's in the other group. All right. So, here we are, and we have a bunch of landscapes, and we're going to kind of talk about two of them in here, because we've got a lot of other places to go and things to see, but I want to talk about this one first, and it's called View from Diamond Head, or... Actually, it's called View of Diamond Cove from Great Diamond Island. Does anybody know where Diamond Cove is? Do you? Have you been there?
So, my teacher lives on Diamond Island. Well, my second grade teacher does.
Aha. So this is a real place, and it's a real place in Maine. And one of the things that we're going to look at, because we're looking at landscapes, we're going to look at what a landscape is, what constitutes a landscape, and what are the things that are part of a landscape. Landscapes often have water in them, and this one does. So we have a foreground. Does anybody know what a foreground is?
Oh, I forgot.
Okay, anybody else? Foreground, it's what's in front. So a foreground in this case is there's some land there and some trees and some people. Okay, and then we have, this is going to be hard, paying attention, a middle ground. What do you think that is?
The sea, sort of in the middle.
The middle, right, okay. And what's in the middle in this one?
The water.
The water's in the middle. And then we have the, what would the next thing be?
The
background, okay. And what's the background in this one?
Looks like an island.
Yep.
And the sky.
And the sky. Okay, great. So those are real important for a landscape. We've got a foreground, middle ground, background. We also have, oftentimes, a horizon line. Do you know what a horizon line is?
Yeah.
Okay, where's the horizon line in this painting?
At the edge of the terrain.
Is it sort of towards the top? Towards the bottom? Pretty much dab-dab in the middle, isn't it? Right smack dab in the middle. Okay. So the sky is about half of the picture, and the middle ground and foreground are about half of the picture. And we're going to look and see that skyline and that horizon moving around. There are some people there. Do you need people in a landscape?
Yeah.
Not necessarily. If you just flip around a little bit and look at that painting right there, I want you to look at it for a very specific reason. Again, we got a foreground, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's all this stuff right here.
It's all broken, people.
Yeah, what's going on here?
All the trees died, and they're trying to get all of them.
The trees? I'm not sure the trees died. I think maybe people cut them down.
Or they burned it.
Or they burned it, absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely. What's up on top of the hill?
House.
Yep, in fact, it's a pretty famous house. And the reason that they got rid of all those trees, this is pretty terrible. When we think about it, we think, oh my goodness, what could they be thinking? They got rid of the trees so that the people up there in that house and hotel could have a good view. Yuck.
It's not a good view.
Well, I didn't think it was a very good view, but they could see far. So you see all the, and this was a pretty famous place. They had all those horses and cattle and stuff. They're all going up to the hotel. So So that's what's going on
or
there.
Coming back or going to a different place.
Yeah, and it looks like they're pretty much headed up that path, which kind of, because it's a pretty steep hill, it kind of winds around and back a little bit. Now we saw the foreground here. What about the horizon line in this one? Yeah?
It's like right on the top, sort of.
We sort of, in a way, we can't really see it, can we? Because the hill's in the way.
What is the horizon line?
The horizon line, you can see it better on the first one that we watched. It's where the sky meets either the water or the earth.
I think you can see it on the second one.
Yeah, right, you can see it over there.
Yeah.
Most landscapes you can see it so clearly. This one is a little bit funny because of the hill. Okay, let's go on and go see a different kind of landscape. These guys are pretty early in time. These are from the 1800s. We'll see one that's a little younger.
Oh, great. The kids will love to hear.
What have you guys really heard about ice in Oklahoma?
Oh, I've heard of that before.
Okay, this whole room is all paintings and stuff by Winslow Homer, who's a pretty famous fellow in these parts. And he did some really, really neat stuff. So because we're focused on landscapes, we're going to just look at this painting right here called Weatherbeam by Winslow Homer. And let's just look at it now. Now, who was the good horizon line person? Who was the one that was having trouble with the horizon line? Was that you? Can you see the horizon line on this one?
They stand back a little.
Yeah, you can show me without being quite so close. It's up. It's about at that level. It's pretty. So where is it? We saw in the first one the horizon line was right in the middle, right? Where is this horizon line? Anybody? Is it?
It's sort of at the top.
It's way up at the top.
Yeah.
Now, why do you suppose Winslow Homer did that? What happens
probably
when you move that horizon?
It shows that it's more off in the distance.
Yeah.
You can see how it's not. Well, you can tell it's not a river or something. You can tell it's an ocean. How it's way back.
It goes way back. Way back. That's what you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on in here? What's happening in this picture? Who thinks there's a...
Who thinks it's
a storm? Okay. Storm it is. Okay. Who thinks that they'd like to be sailing out there on that day?
Okay.
Be pretty rough and miserable out there. What has Winslow Homer done with the water? It's kind of interesting. Yeah.
Made the waves crash.
How many waves are there in that painting?
One.
One wave. Well, there is a wash. You're right. There is a wash, and there's a little bit of splash on the side, but really he's painted one wave, all that painting for one wave. It's true. It's true. And Winslow Homer spent a lot of time, actually. This was sort of his front yard. He spent a lot of time out there watching what happened.
I think this and that is one of his best paintings.
You like this one behind me? The woman?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. Now, some of you noticed the geese when we were in here, and we just... They're not really a landscape, so we're not going to spend a lot of time on the geese, but let's just talk about the geese. What's going on with the geese?
They got shot in the sky when we were
I have a connection with two of the paintings. That one over there looks like a person shooting the geese, sort of.
Oh, the sharpshooter over there? You think he's going to shot the geese? I'm not so sure those geese are shot.
Looks like they're dead.
Well, we definitely have some geese flying around. But there's another name for this painting, and it's called Under the Lighthouse. So if we were a lighthouse here, it could be that those geese flew into the lighthouse, and maybe they're not shot. Maybe they're stunned. I prefer to think of it that way myself.
I think they might have been like blinded by the light because their eyes were open. One more time.
Who did this painting? This is a landscape. How did she do that? What are we doing? What? Where are we?
I do not know
how she did this.
I do not. I can. I know where.
She really did get in this position to take this painting. How do you suppose she did it?
Oh, because those can stay still, but airplanes, they can't really stop in one spot.
Well, actually, look at the trees.
She was up in the air.
It looks see how the water is pushed back? It looks like when she got closer to this area, but then she went back up, and as she took the picture, she, if she was in a helicopter, it probably blew all the stuff to make, and when she took that picture, she probably took a whole bunch of pictures and then put them together when she painted it. Like,
that's what I thought.
Yeah.
She took a picture and then copied it over.
Yeah, but...
What time of day is it?
It's kind of more nighttime.
It's night.
How do you know?
Or maybe it's like
early, early morning.
Over on one side, and it took a picture.
There's lights on the cars.
It looks like it's early morning.
It's dark out.
Yeah, it looks like it's like. Well,
if you leave at the late winter, kind of in the mid, and it's really dark. Well, early winter, I should say. It's really dark.
So if you leave at like. Well, that was great.
Yeah, don't you think?
Yeah. We want to thank the museum for letting us come and see the paintings. And if you want to go there, Friday nights are free.
There's some great paintings and sculptures. And we saw Ashley, one of our classmates' paintings. Don't you think it was great?
Yeah. She's really good at drawing dragons.
Way.
This was Mark and Courtney at Rome. From room 208. And you can visit us at bobfrankel.com. Bye.